Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Marvel just released Wolverine, The Long Night, their first ever scripted podcast, for free. It starts when a fishing boat is found drifting off the coast of Alaska. Two special agents arrive to find out what killed the crew. Their first suspect is a mysterious drifter named Logan. Starring Richard Armitage as Wolverine, with Scott Adsit and Chris Gethard. Listen to Wolverine, The Long Night for free in apps like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify, or visit WolverinePodcast.com for more info.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
Yes, yes, Doug loves movies.
Coming to you once again from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California.
Wow, you really don't like him.
No, I like him. It's good. I like all of my guests tonight, but I mean, they're going to have to work that out because those chairs are all too tightly together. But yeah, we have five guest chairs on this stage tonight, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be great. Just means it's going to be five people. It's Tuesday, the 11th of September, and I don't want to see your name tags. Yeah, there's no time for that. Yeah, as you can see, we've got five guest chairs tonight. So I wanted to get right to it. So I'll just say Doug Loves Movies is coming to San Jose at the Improv this Saturday, September 15th at 4:20. And for all my other dates, deets, and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah, that's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
I heard a cat meow in there. All right, here's what I brought for the prize bag tonight. I'm pretty excited about my contribution to the thing because, first of all, from Terp House, a hat that on the underbill, is that what you call it? The undercarriage of the hat? It says, "Got Terps." Yeah, clearly that guy does. That's the Terps guy over there. And then Douglas Movies t-shirt. And some various different kinds of rolling papers and a Doug Loves Movies sticker and then this reusable bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I got it somewhere. I am thatweb.org. So there's a plug for that. There's a plug for that thing that I don't know anything about. And also, all five of my guests, I think, brought stuff for the prize bag. So let's go ahead and get them out here. Please give a nice, warm Los Angeles welcome to Alan Holm, Ricky Lindholm, Kate Micucci, Paul Scheer, and Jeff Tate. There she is. Where's Kate? There she is. She was in a shoebox.
Hey. What's up?
Hey. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. I know the whole audience is saying to themselves, who is this Alan guy? So let's get right to meeting him first as we meet all of my guests individually, as we always do. But let's give it up, everybody, for Alan Holm. Oh, he stood up and everything. Auction winner from the most recent Podcast-a-thon. Our friend Jimmy Pardo likes to do the Podcast-a-thon, raise lots of money for Smile Train. And I've got the number. Do you know the number that you spent?
Yeah, embarrassingly,
to be here, Alan.
Yes.
How much did you spend?
I am not disclosing that because I have people I know who might actually listen to this and be like, what are you doing? You could have given it to me.
Hold
what?
On. Let me ask a question. Is it under $1 million?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, wow.
Is it over 5,000?
It is slightly under $1 million. No. And, I'd like to really quickly play a game of how much did Alan Holm spend to be here?
We'll start the bidding
with you, Jeff. How much do you think that he spent to be here?
I want to know. His friends sound terrible. You donated to charity? What are you doing? You could have given that to me.
Asked a friend for money, like, because you know they're rich. That, like, maybe we should start doing that. Yeah. Just find your rich friend and be like, give me some money.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
Yeah, you know Seth Rogen. Ask him for some cash. So, Jeff, how much do you think Alan spent, real quick?
69.
69 what?
I don't know, 100?
Okay, what's 6,900. Like Ricky?
I'm going to say 2,700 for absolutely no reason.
No, that's a good bid. Mm-hmm. Paul?
I was going to say 16.
$16?
Yeah, 1,600.
Oh, 1,600, okay. So. And Kate?
Is this like the price? Right? If I just say $1, is that what could I still
That's a very smart
win?
Bid at this point,
All
I
right.
think. I mean, I shouldn't have said very smart because I know that it's not going to be the winning bid.
But he kept us guessing. It's on our toes. Now we don't know.
Right. I think Ricky came the closest, only about half. I'm sorry to break the news, Alan, to all your friends that are going to judge you for it, but this gentleman spent $4,975.
I have a job that crushes my soul every day, so I figure, like, well, you know, I might as well do something with it. So here
dude,
I am.
Dude,
here he is.
Dude, you could have given it to me.
Well, how do you feel you're going to fare in the games tonight, Alan?
Oh, God, no. I'm going to lose bad. Right. Yeah, because I figure if I wanted to win, I would have asked Tig Notaro and Graham Elwood to be here. Graham everything is Leif Garrett and a talking squirrel. I mean, if I wanted to win, I would have had him. But you guys, I mean,
We're fierce competitors.
These are the all-stars of Doug Loves Movies and these games. I wanted to play with the best that ever been. I didn't care about winning.
Wow. The pressure is on.
All right. Thank you for coming by, Alan. It's been a terrific meeting.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
I'm just so happy.
We have different
right
opinions
now.
Of Alan, apparently. But
is this your first $4,000 podcast?
I mean, the people do really step up and spend the money to be here, and I appreciate Alan doing that.
But is there any truth to the rumor that Jimmy Pardo just pockets all that money? I've heard that. I've heard that he just takes all that money. There's nothing called Smile Train. It does sound fake, Smile Train.
He knows.
It's what he calls
it's
his
just
bank
him
account.
Walking around his house.
Got more money from a bunch of comedy suckers.
Look how much I'm smiling. I got all your money.
He's like, I put them on someone else's show, not my show. Hey, win a spot on someone else's show.
Alan, where do you live and what do you do for a living?
I live just outside of San Francisco. I work in San Francisco doing tech support for a big deal medical company trying to cure cancer.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so you better be good with the tech support because they're not going to cure cancer without the internet.
Is the company Pixar?
Is it Facebook?
They're curing laughter to smiles.
They're spending all day Googling what's cancer. How do you beat cancer?
Yeah, why has anybody Googled it yet? Just ask Siri or fucking Alexa.
Here's a question that I always am fascinated by. Alan, you work in tech support. What are the dumbest questions you get? Maybe the top two. And what would you tell people when they deal with someone like you to not piss you off?
Well, I'm not dealing with like a janitor. I'm dealing with like doctors and stuff.
Sure.
Right.
But they're still idiots.
Right. Janitor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when it comes to the computer, they're going to be real dumb.
They restart it before they called you.
It's all about data. And so it's just like, hey, dude, you remember I told you I wanted like month, day, year, and you gave me year, date, month? Yes. Don't do that. Oh, okay. 6 months later, same thing.
Wait. So you basically are creating Excel spreadsheets? Like, that seems like if I'm calling tech support on an Excel spreadsheet, is that really what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It crushes my soul every day. It's a nightmare of an existence.
How do I make this GIF move? It's a picture, but I need it to be a GIF.
And you wonder why we haven't cured cancer yet. Because we are still using Excel spreadsheets.
They're still listening to Clippy that pops in on the bottom of Microsoft. Oh, what's up? Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, it looks like you're trying to cure cancer. Maybe I can help. No, you can't.
Doug, do you regret
this
yet?
What do you have against janitors?
They're always asking for his money, man.
Janitors are
not doing tech support
for janitors, you guys.
My mop crashed. How do I reboot my mop? Boy, janitors really taking it on the chin tonight.
Well, the rest of our guests are all here tonight basically because Alan requested them, and they're the ones that said yes. Some of these requests, Alan, were ridiculous. I wrote them down. You asked me to get Obama. And then in parentheses, any Obama. What does that even mean?
You could get Sasha or Malia.
Yeah, Michelle. I listen to Michelle.
He has a long family.
I mean, if you could get the dog, Obama. That'd be pretty cool. They had a cool-looking dog, Portuguese water dog. I read a whole story about it. Hyperallergenic.
Do you remember its name? You remember all that about it, but you don't know its name?
Its name was Dog. It's Bo the Dog.
Bo.
Yeah.
Do you think that Biden was pissed off that they named their dog after his son?
Oh, wow.
Well, not at first. Probably eventually.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, it's a weird thing. Like, we got a brand new dog. We're going to name it after your son.
I think they named him after one of the Duke brothers.
Obama just a big Duke of Hazzard fan? The movie, not the TV show.
No, David Duke, the Ku Klux Klan guy. Let's meet everybody that's up here, starting with one half of Garfunkel and Oates. The other both looking like, which one are you going to say?
Unclear.
Kate Miguchi is here, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
So nice to have you.
Thanks. I made this hat for tonight, but it's really just a prize.
I just started reading it. You know what Doug loves? Movies. On a hat.
I took a big marker and I wrote it on
you
a hat.
You wrote it on there. You've got good penmanship.
I like to buy things that I can write on, and I have a bunch of hats at my house. And, you know, you can just come over and tell me a phrase, and I'll write it on a hat.
I want right. to.
So that address is where are they going?
Alan.
555-555-555.
Oh, okay, that address.
That just sounds like a hat store. You can come to my address. Store and do it.
I like that I'm plugging my hats at my house.
You still haven't made me one.
I said you could pick a phrase, but did you figure out what phrase
I did, and I told you, and then I forgot.
I forgot it, too.
Remember I told you something?
Yeah,
and it was funny, and now I forgot.
Oh,
this is basically
no.
what our phone
this
conversations are like.
This business plan is terrible. I think job one is remember the phrase. Yeah. Job two, put it on a hat.
It was something about writing.
Yeah.
Write it on a hat. What if your phrase was write it on a hat? Can I get you to write it on a hat onto a hat?
I'm going
to
make you a hat that says write it on a hat. I wish I had another hat.
Don't tell me about it. Write it on a hat.
The word hat has never been said so much in one podcast that wasn't about hats.
It's lost its meaning. The other half of Garfunkel and Oates is here. It's Ricky Lindholm, everybody.
Hey, what's up? Hi, Doug.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great.
I brought no hats.
We share everything, so really, you brought half a hat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a nice way to look at it. Who else is here? Oh, I've got one half of the comedy team, Sheer and Thick. It's Paul Shear.
Thank you, Doug. Very excited to be back on Doug Loves Movies. And you know, I'm so sorry that my partner Thick could not be here tonight.
Yeah, that's a shame that he passed away.
It's Robin Thick.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he took over after Alan passed away.
Oh, Alan was your partner for
No, Alan Thick, Alan.
All right.
You don't own the Alan. Where did Alan go?
Wow, he's making himself at home.
Wow.
Because that's his last name.
Where did Alan go?
I don't know.
It's really like he just got up and went to the fridge or something.
Yeah. I was on the show like 15 times before I felt comfortable going to the bathroom.
I've never felt comfortable going.
Oh, he went to get some donuts. Apparently.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you think if you're gonna wear your pajamas, you just think it was a dream? That's the best thing I've ever said. That's like fucking.
I want that on a hat.
New hat.
Jeff is gonna laugh about this until somebody in the audience does. I don't even know what he said, but that's Jeff Tate, everybody.
Jeff Tate.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
When you heard that you were on Alan's wish list and that he spent that kind of money to help the kids, you said I'm gonna be there too, and you made it out here to California specifically just to be here for this.
Yes, I did do that.
Yeah. So Jeff Tate, everybody.
If we don't count Doug, he basically spent $1,000 on each one of us.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. That's a heavy burden for us to carry, man. Why would you give us so much weight? We just want to come here and have a fun time. Now we have to give you $1,000 performance. Come
God.
On.
I knew this was going to end badly somehow. I just thought it would be my friends, not strangers.
What?
These are your new strange friends.
We have to be friends with him now?
Oh, yeah, that's part of the deal.
He's sleeping over at my house tonight, right? That was part of it.
He's got a crash. That? Listen, next year I'm going to auction off being my friend on the podcast. Just bid on it. Whoever wins is my friend.
For life or just for a limited time?
Well, until the next Parkastathon.
All right, great. So for a year.
So you give it a year and then see what happens after that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's natural, but if I've been forcing it, then no. We're starting over.
All right, well, I do agree with Alan. I think he mentioned earlier that he wanted the best competitors, and these are some of the toughest ones.
Next to the Obamas. That episode was great when it was, I think it was Michelle and Malia who were on,
mm-hmm.
And they did the they lasted that whole movie game, like the build a one word at a time movie.
Oh, they were so, so good.
The show was just fire, fire, fire.
I know. I didn't know Michelle was smart till then.
Right? She had started her everyone should eat vegetables thing, and I was like, nah, I don't care for her. But then when she was able to, she fucking knew all those answers.
Again, if you are listening, next podcast-a-thon, you could bid on being a friend for a year with Jeff. This is what you'll get, a little a sampling of it.
Wait, can the person get out of it? Do they have to be a friend of yours for the whole year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't get out of it either.
Okay.
Even if you're forcing it. I'm talking to the winner.
All right. Jeff, what do you got for the prize bag tonight, my friend?
I brought, where did I put it? Right here. I brought a copy of my album and my newest one and another one I brought for this guy, right? Right? So now it's like you spent $10 less on me. A little less pressure. And then I brought a copy of Safe Men on DVD.
Nice. Jeff, tell us the name of your album, though, too.
It's called People Are What People Make Them.
I love it.
Thank you. Here, we'll pass them down. Yep, there's right.
Put it in the bag.
All right, what do you got for us, Alan?
So I used to buy a lot of DVD combos where they have like a really good movie and they bundle it with a not so good movie to try to, you know, move the inventory. So I'm keeping the good movie and passing the other one on to you. So while I'll be enjoying Shaun of the Dead, you will be watching Slither.
Oh, wow.
And
James Gunslam. He didn't need it. He's already down. Don't knock him out.
Yeah. Why do you have to do that to our buddy James Gunslam?
And while I'll be enjoying Shaun of the Dead, you will be holding in your hand Theodore Rex.
Wait, that...
So you have two copies of Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you did RoboCop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We did this on How Did This Get Made, and I have to tell you, I think that this is better than RoboCop. Whoopi Goldberg was forced by a lawsuit into doing that movie. That is a true statement.
She said, how old is this movie? I thought you were going to say Whoopi Goldberg was four. into making this. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
And $5,000.
Whoa! <Yeah. laughs> What if Alan also had like a CD of his like his comedy album and like a couple movies he was in.
His mixtape.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing his plugs at the end.
No, you do not.
Okay. Ricky, what do you got?
So I have a onesie. We have a song called Pregnant Women Are Smug. So it says my mommy is smug. So there's that. Then a CD that Kate and I signed called All Over Your Face and a neon orange Garfunkel and Oates toothbrush.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. We got lots of merch.
All right. I brought a weed candy bar that someone gave me. It's a blackberry dark chocolate candy bar. And I agreed to myself that I have two children and I will not be partaking in this anytime soon. So there you go. That's a weed candy bar. I have an Xbox One game called South Park, The Fractured Hole. It's the Steelbook Gold Edition. It's a fun RPG game. So there's that. And then my friend Elon wrote this book called You're Not That Great. And it is a really good, like an anti-self-help book, which allows you to hate yourself without really trying. And that's
it's like
in there.
A tiny Bible.
Yeah. And then I'll give you, Alan, one of these things. But I also brought like some. I'll give you this. I'll give you my NTSF swag here. You get that, nice. And I'll put in a signed baseball card that someone made at Topps. So there you go. That's what I got in my
bag. Nice. Yeah.
All right, Kate.
This hat that
comes
I...
It's down to you with the hat.
You know
hat.
What Doug loves? Movies hat.
I love so that hat. Go. Can't wait. Whoever wins tonight, please take a picture of yourself wearing this amazing hat.
And then I made a little drawing with all of the people on the show tonight, but it just says you are a real winner, so congrats. And then it's everybody, but nobody looks like anybody for real.
And to be fair, though, you did this drawing almost like 4 minutes before you walked on stage.
I think you and I look like you and I.
I'm good,
but you're good at practice. You've drawn
us a lot of times.
Like everyone knows that's Kate.
But I have a little bit more side bald hair, so I look a little bit like Danny DeVito. I'm stouter. I'm stouter than normal in that.
You look. It's a little bit of a homeless pulse here.
Yeah, yeah. Shit did not go
and
right.
Jeff really looks like athletic because of the headband.
Yeah, that's what I'm
yeah,
going
Jeff
for.
Looked like a tennis star out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
No, this is great, and I'd say suitable for framing, but it is a frame. It's already you're already good to go. Yeah, you're good to go.
Suitable for a nail.
You signed it on the back. Amazing.
It's a good gift bag.
Great job. Great gift bag, everybody.
I kind of feel bad that Alan doesn't get the gift bag.
Yeah. That's true. Should we just give it to Alan?
No. No,
let's see how he does.
I say we give it to him and go home. I got some weed that's not going to smoke itself and a chocolate candy bar that Paul won't touch because he's got children. No, it's in the bag. I didn't keep it. I promise. And then a bunch of donuts made it to the stage. You brought these, Alan?
I did.
Okay.
So you can eat them, you can throw them, you can do whatever you
want. Don't throw them.
I do not want a donut thrown at me.
No, not that we're going to throw them at the audience. That's what happens on the show.
I feel like you guys don't want donuts thrown at you, right? Oh, maybe they do. Someone's nodding.
Let's do this the polite way. Raise your hand if you want a donut thrown at you as hard as I can.
Right? Like, it doesn't make sense, but people are saying yes.
Hey, that's a good throw.
That was a polite, hard as you can.
No, that was as hard as Doug can throw. He doesn't.
And for those of you listening to the podcast, just know Doug is wearing a sanitary gloves, so he's not, you know, these donuts are not being just touched barehanded.
Right? I'm not allowed to throw donuts anymore because I'm an athlete.
Can't get
hey,
injured.
Listen, Paul, I washed my hands the last time I peed. Yeah, because I'm not going to touch myself before washing my hands. What? He's halfway through his donut.
By the way, pee is the cleanest thing you could possibly have on your hands.
Oh, great. You're
right?
One of those guys.
That's one of my favorite lines from Waterworld.
And the steel and the piss and the fucking Trump piss tape, right? That's him explaining it. Don't worry about it, ladies. It's the nicest.
The bidding is still open, people.
We'll cut this part out, okay? Thank you. Ryan?
You can't point to the booth and say, cut this part out.
Yeah, you can.
That's not how this works.
That's where the guy is who could do it.
Yeah, he could.
But then we just make reference to it all night long. We'd be like, remember when you said that thing about the piss tape?
I already don't. What are you talking about, Paul? How'd you get so good at an impression of me?
We got lots of donuts, we got an amazing prize bag, and we've got people in the audience that made name tags. So this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Ladies and gentlemen, pick your name tags. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll go to this brief commercial message about an energy drink or something. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Espresso Monster. When you need an extra burst of energy but don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of smooth espresso and cream packaged in an 8.4-ounce can. It's just the right size and perfect for when you're on the go. Each can has 3 shots of espresso blended with European milk, just the way the Italians do it. At 150 to 160 milligrams of caffeine per can, it's sure to give you the energy you need to conquer the day. Espresso Monster has 2 delicious flavors to choose from, espresso and cream, and vanilla espresso. I know that sounded like 3 flavors, but that's 2. Produced in Denmark and the Netherlands, Espresso Monster is made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend that's complete with taurine and B vitamins. They sent a few cases to DLM HQ, and they did not stick around for very long. Everyone seems to enjoy the taste and the subsequent energy boost. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. Back to the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. That was very civilized. Yeah, who's hungry for a donut after that? I'm going to throw it really hard.
Okay. Doug, I'm very happy. I always go with the biggest thing that I can find in the audience, and this is the first cardboard standee. It's Mike Myers is Austin Powers, but in the size of Mini-Me, which is odd, right? Because it is Mike Myers, but it is the size of Mini-Me.
No, that's Mini-Me. That's Mini-Me dressed.
Oh, that's
like
Mini-Me.
That's Mini-Me in the size of Mini-Me.
That's how good the makeup was in these movies, people. Let's get back to practical effects, okay?
It was the same. It was the same guy who did Alien.
Who made I am that? Playing this. This is playing for Mark. It is a Austin Powers in Mark's member, and it's got you as Austin Powers there, and then no other facial replacement. Beyonce was in that. Wow.
Yeah.
She would not have done that now.
Let me see this thing.
Oh, behave, Doug. My wife, right? That's in there.
Swing.
That's not a gold member. This is a gold member, right?
Yeah. Crikey.
Dude, where's my car?
The gold member guy saved his toenail clippings. Wasn't that funny? Kate, what do you have for the?
Who'd you
pick?
Playing for Mike. I love you, Mike. Is instead of it's really basic.
You took I Love You Man Blu-ray and put Mike on there like on a post-it.
So go, Mike. Yeah. Should I put that? All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I love that idea. Who you play for, Ricky?
I'm playing for Chelsea and Dan's American Wedding. It's a pretty basic, but well, it's not that basic. They did Photoshop themselves into the poster. That I couldn't do that. But they also included.
But truth be told, no one knows
Tito's,
what the American Wedding poster looks like. They could have been in it. We don't know.
Yeah. I honestly don't know who they're replacing. Oh, Jason Biggs, probably, right? I don't know.
In American Wedding, one of them got married to the pie.
I don't know.
Yeah, when you fuck a pie and they get pregnant, you have to get married to it.
Are you not a Christian?
They had to get married.
They gave me Tito's, orange juice, glasses, and this stuff, whatever it is, Schweppes.
Wow.
What drink is that?
Tito's and soda.
Oh, Tito's and soda.
You can make a Tito's and soda or a Tito's. You can make a screwdriver.
Well, I'm very excited about this.
You could just have some club soda, just straight up. There's infinite possibilities.
But I'm excited. They have a cute wedding picture. Right. They do.
Are you guys getting married or are you already married?
We're doing our vows 10 years.
Wow, congrats. Congratulations.
I haven't renewed my vows because I don't like standing in line at the DMV. Alan, what do you got?
I have the underrated. My criteria for picking is I feel this movie is underrated, and I'm playing for Beth to Smoochie. Yeah!
When was the last time you saw that movie?
Yeah, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Okay. Then I'm not going to argue with you. You're probably right. Jeff?
I'm so mad about this.
You're mad?
They were sitting right under those lights, like just where I couldn't see. And I didn't know that I couldn't see. I thought this was for that movie Hard Rain with Christian Slater, but it isn't.
Oh, good movie.
No, it's not that.
It's Our Lips Are Celia, I guess it's Celia. Possibly an Olsen twins movie, or maybe. But both those faces look photoshopped onto it. Like,
no, like Ashley's real. That's Ashley Olsen.
But look at the like that. Her face looks photoshopped.
No, that's
onto
how
that
she
body.
Looks in real life. She always looks photoshopped.
She's very
is
pretty.
That the actual poster for Our Lips Are Sealed? Because that's a bad poster.
It looks like a trap.
Like it's a great Photoshop, but whatever image that is pretty rough.
Looks like Saved by the Bell.
That's like they just gave up. They're like, nah, fuck it.
I don't care.
Another Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen bullshit. Whatever.
Jeff, do you want to get a new name tag?
Very much so, yeah.
What? That's so mean. Can you do that?
I was fucking.
That feels mean to me. I don't know. Unnecessarily cruel to someone who did Photoshop their face.
Where's Celia? Where are you at? Oh, there you are. You want this donut as a consolation?
No, I'll just play for her. Just play for her.
Here we go.
I've learned my lesson.
That's the type of friend he will be to you for a full year. May not like your poster, but he's going to stand by your side. That's a good friend.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Jeff.
Jeff looks like he's going to be sick.
I mean, doing what's right isn't always easy.
I got to dig deep.
All right,
stop laughing or crying or whatever it is you're doing. We got some games to play, and they were games chosen by our auction winner, Alan. Yeah, so he's rigging it on his for himself. And so the first game we're going to play, Alan, is one you asked for called How Long Is It?
By the way, Alan, are you enjoying your experience so far?
Oh, it's great, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Of everything really you've paid $5,000 for, how does this rank? Did you ever have to buy a first class ticket at the last minute? Was that better or worse than this?
Alan, do you have friends that listen to the podcast that you've not told?
No.
Oh, all right. There you go.
No, I have no friends. It's fine. No. That guy.
Alan, we're painting a sad picture right now. All right.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play this game, Doug.
You're going to have like 20 friends when these kids with their faces got fixed when they grow up, Alan. They're going to be knocking at your door.
Fantastic.
Give us some money.
Yeah. We want more money.
$5,000.
We need some other work done.
Now I got to get grills. Oh,
no. Grill train. Oh.
Got a perfect smile, got a perfect grill.
All right, so
how long is
it? I'm going to have Alan go first, and how long is it?
Just
and,
guess the runtime.
And then we'll go to Ricky, and then Paul, and Kate, and Jeff.
And does this also work like Price is Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're just guessing how
long
it is?
I'm going to name a thing. You guys have to guess how long it is.
Got
okay.
it. It's a thing?
You'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever gets closest without going over wins, Price is Right style. How long was the amount of time between the release of Tom Hanks' first movie, He Knows You're Alone, and the release of his second feature film, Bachelor Party?
1 year.
That's Alan's bid is 1 year. I'm writing down 1 YR. Ricky?
2 weeks.
What do you think? 2 weeks. Okay, I'm writing down 2 WEAK.
Well, that answers my question. Can we bid weeks?
Paul Shearer.
I am going to say 6 months.
Six MOS. Kate, what do you think?
6 years.
Bold, six bold choice.
Wire.
You know, maybe he had a lucky break when he was in college, and then who knows, you know?
You never know. Yeah, it's true. Jeff, how long is it?
150 weeks. It's like 3 years.
A little under 3 years.
Yeah, that's my guess. Could you a be little in, under 3 years.
That's your guess. A little under 3 years.
Give or take.
Okay. 2 years, 10 months, right?
A, maybe. L, U,
28 months.
Three,
20, 32
Y-R-S.
Months.
R, S. Okay.
9 semesters.
So we got anywhere from 6 years to 2 weeks between Tom Hanks' first pretty big role in He Knows You're Alone and then his second feature film he starred in.
Pretty big role in a movie that I've never heard of. How many people have heard of that movie?
He Knows You're Alone?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It's a classic.
Really?
And yeah. I've seen it twice. Yeah, anyone, by applause, because that works on audio. Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, so one person.
Okay, this is not a popular movie.
And I feel like that person on the
left is read it. Yeah. And I thought I read on Tom Hanks' Wikipedia page, Paul Shearer thinks his career didn't really start until Bachelor Party.
I've said it as many times as I can in print and on TV. People are like, we didn't ask you anything about that.
If you, to the listener at home, if you look it up, I bet it's on that Wikipedia page by now.
It might be, right? Yeah.
Somebody in the room is going to do it.
We, on How Did This Get Made, kept on calling Stellan Skarsgård Stellar Skateboard because that's what it auto-corrected to on the iPhone, and then it was automatically changed, and now on his Wikipedia page it's permanently locked because every time they would change it back, it would just go back to Stellar Skateboard. It was just like, Stellar Skateboard, Stellar Skateboard. So. And now I know that, and we made a shirt that says Stellar Skateboard, and now I also know that he has it. Stellan Skarsgård has a Stellar Skateboard shirt.
I can make him a hat.
And that's been How Did That Guy Get a Shirt? It's like a sub-podcast.
Yeah. We're really branching out now.
How did Stellan Skarsgård get a shirt? That's my. I'll have a podcast where I tell you the provenance, if you will, of all the Skarsgård's shirts.
Well, because our...
Oh my God, Jeff, I wish your laugh could like power some electricity in a country that needs it. He Knows You're Alone came out on August 29th, 1980, and then he wasn't, Bachelor Party did not hit theaters until June 29th, 1984. Ooh. 3 years, 10 months, Jeff Tate wins. Whoa!
I love it, even if it takes a while, because that's my style, right? It's one syllable, but let's not get it right away. Let's bounce around the room a little bit before we lock it in.
All right. All that means is Jeff gets to go first in our next game, but it's going to be a big game. And it's going to be the game that determines our winner tonight. Wow. Because I'm dragging it out of mothballs. We're playing the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
You're welcome, America!
I like boom, this boom, game boom, a lot. Boom, boom, I was boom. Scared it was going to be that game where you had to remember stuff, and I'm bad at that.
No, you don't have to know shit to play good. The Leonard Maltin game.
Good. I played Kevin Bacon movies with that other game, and I couldn't think of any. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he hasn't done much.
Yeah. Just kind of blank out. You know?
I watched. Yeah. Do you see that Leonard Maltin put Michael Moore on blast this week?
I saw that.
Yeah, he has like a little video on Twitter, And I'd never seen Leonard Maltin be angry before. And it was a pretty pretty intense Maltin. It was very Eminem-esque. You know, he's, you know, he's, that's it. He's calling it out.
Oh, you're saying he put down a diss track?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see.
It was like Pusha T right there. It was like...
But why was he mad?
He's mad because he's friends with a place that Michael Moore is suing.
You can be friends with a place? Like on Facebook or something?
Apparently he won it in the Bardo cast. Like he won this building.
He paid $14,000 to be friends with a building.
And he's really committing hard. He's like, I gotta be friends with it. I gotta defend it.
All right, so.
Well, you're bringing out, like, oh, it's this again. Like, what is this Leonard Maltin book? It's like printed.
Wow. Yeah, because this, you know, he doesn't have his app anymore.
Right.
And somebody, like a listener, made this book for me and said, you know, if you need to play the game, you can just use this book. And so that's how I've been doing it. Whenever we play, which is, you know, once in a while, because we have to have guests that all understand the rules. And also, it didn't hurt that Alan requested that we play this game.
What happened to the app?
It just stopped, you know, like his, I think Michael Moore is suing the app company or something.
He's Michael Moore's friends with a couple apps. And this app just takes up
too much. You can be friends with an app?
Nowadays.
I work in tech support. You wouldn't understand.
Whoa. That's the slogan for tech support. I work in tech support. Fuck you. But really, they just like, you have to leave. So
unless you're
a
janitor, then really go fuck yourself.
Double fuck yourself. Yeah.
What do you need me for? All my stuff doesn't apply to you. You're a janitor.
Okay, you
what if
do
I
this?
Sent you that book?
Oh, no? Still going?
I can eventually get the hint.
You get to pick the first category, Jeff, and then we're going to go to Kate and then Paul and Ricky, and hopefully this will get to Alan because it was his idea. I'm not going to tell you what the categories are about. I'm just going to give you the titles, and then you pick one. All right, Jeff?
Okay.
Okay. Would you like 30 Days of Night or The 19th Hole or Rock the Vote? Which one of those would you like to play?
I want
to
play Rock the Vote.
Well, that's too bad because 19th Hole is a really fun category. It's movies about golf or human centipedes. But Rock the Vote is movies about rock or politics or both.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Very excited about this category.
I feel like I know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I just got a psychic vision of it. I'm not even kidding.
I think I did too. All right.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I felt the same.
Did you get that weird? Yeah. I got a weird, I felt like the room whispered the answer to me.
Like,
I bet we all have the...
If we all said it at the same time. Okay, well,
you
we
can
all
tell
be
us
honest.
Later. We'll
yeah,
trust
we'll
you.
We'll all be honest we'll and say what we thought it was.
This is very exciting.
We all got a psychic feeling what the answer was. Did you not get one?
No. Don't make Alan feel bad. Don't make him feel bad.
Yeah.
We just had a $1,000 psychic vision come to us.
Yeah. That's really weird.
I got one. I know the answer too. Like, I had the same. I don't know if
Did
it's the
you?
Same movie, but I
it
definitely.
It just skips tech support. It goes to the other comedian.
You're always the last to know.
All right, Jeff. Leonard Maltin. This movie's from 2012.
Nope, I was wrong.
Me too.
I was wrong too. Yeah.
Who's psychic now?
I might be right. I might be right.
Oh, wow. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. Mm-hmm. He says, "This silly movie runs out of steam too soon, and ends with a whimper, not a bang." And then he lists 12 performers, men and women, who appeared in the cast of this movie. How many names do you think you need, Jeff Tate, to discern the title?
I never played this one high. This one's so much harder when you're stoned. That's why I was good at it. I wasn't ever high. Anyway, so 2012, what'd you say?
I right now, I feel like I know the poster.
12 names.
I'm going to say 4.
Whoa, he's going for 4. That's a pretty low bid there, Kate. What do you...
I mean, I think I have to say name that movie.
I think you might have to,
Okay, Jeff, I think she said it.
Yeah.
I think it's official.
Name that movie.
Yeah.
Well, he gets the 4 names.
Sure he does.
Okay.
Objection.
Kate, that was so ominous. Name that movie.
Yeah, it was a real baller movie you just had there.
I feel like I know.
I know it too, but I see the poster. I just don't know the title. That's what I know. I know I can tell you what the plot is.
All right. Well, some people are going to know this, including you probably, Paul, when I name these names. So,
all right.
Poker face it. Jack McBrayer, Karen Moriyama, yeah, that's how you pronounce it, right? Brian Cox and Dan Aykroyd.
Is it The Campaign?
That is correct. Whoa! Jeff Tate has 1 point. He's on his way to 2 points.
I got the psychic feeling like it was Bob Roberts.
Oh, okay. But
I got the psychic feeling it was Head of State with Chris Rock.
Okay.
My psychic feeling was Dave.
Mine was Black Sheep. There's mud honeys in it, too.
Alan, nothing came to mind for you?
It's the Zach Galifianakis one. Is that the one that you guessed? Yeah, okay, I got that one. Yeah, I just didn't know what it was called.
Is that the one you thought of?
You know what the one I thought it was when you started to read the description was that Robin Williams one where he's like the John Stewart character who then runs for president.
All right.
Do you guys remember that movie?
No, that one's like what dark. Is it called? That one like gets weird and dark.
It was like they're trying to shoot him. All right, this next round, we're all fighting our way to 2 points. Jeff has 1. And we'll start with you, Paul, and then we'll go to Kate. But Paul gets to pick the category. Between a 4-letter word or Google Maps or don't mess with Mississippi.
All right, Doug, because this is Alan's podcast, I'm going to let him pick the category that you would like to play in.
Interesting.
Google Maps.
Going Google Maps.
Oh, God damn it, Paul, I didn't think of that.
I'm upset you didn't pick Don't Mess with Mississippi because I like that one because it's movies that take place in Texas. All right, Google Maps is movies that take place on multiple continents. Yeah. Yeah. And, Paul, you get to make the first bid. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2012. That he refers to as a German production.
That's the same year The Campaign came out, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
He says,
I like that movie. Started off, interesting premise, kind of whimpered at the end. Yeah.
Leonard said that this movie was flawed but wildly ambitious and a unique and challenging movie experience. And then he lists 13 names.
All right, I will start the bidding at 5 names.
Whoa.
Name that movie.
Wait, no, it goes the other way now.
Wait, so, it does?
Yeah.
Man.
So, I know, you were so excited.
Oh.
Kate, are you as equally excited?
Name that movie.
Okay.
She's got my back.
She's going for it.
All right.
Here's your 5 names. David Gyas, G-Y-A-S.
Okay.
Zhao Jun.
Mm-hmm.
James Darcy.
Got it.
Keith David.
Okay.
And Ben Whishaw.
Hmm.
Who I dare say is the voice
of Paddington.
He's also Q in the James Bond movies, right? The Keith David is the one that could kind of pull this whole thing together. Man, all right. 2012, traveling around the world. Man, why did I thought five was going to get a good thing going.
Not Kate Mara Wims.
Yeah, I know. All right. I will take a big guess and say it is Jumper.
I like a big guess. And I also like a movie where Tom Hanks plays multiple roles, as does Halle Berry.
Cloud Atlas.
Fucking Atlas is the answer. Yeah. So Kate gets the point on that one.
Yay!
Yay! All right, Jeff.
Jumper was a good guess, though. Hayden Christensen.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was something.
That was a terrific guess. Really proud.
Really happy about that guess. My guesses have been solid. My answers are terrible.
You know, it's an exciting matchup because we've only had two walkouts. But they might,
one of them was Alan, early on.
They might be going to the bathroom. He had to go get the donuts. All right, Jeff, it's back on you, man. You get to pick, and then it's going to come right back at Kate. So between Kate and Jeff, they could finish this thing right now if they wanted to. Jeff's very excited about it.
$5,000 and he can't even fucking make a move.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you get. Charity gets you nowhere, man. What are you doing? You could have gave that to me. If you'd have gave me $5,000, I would have gave Doug enough to have you on.
Doug, you have to let Alan get a chance to play. I mean, the guy came, he hasn't even played.
That's a good point.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we should adjust the rules just once.
Yeah. Have them switch seats.
Oh, well, then this,
this game isn't canon. You can't put this on the Doug Loves Movies Wikipedia page. It's going to have an asterisk if I lose.
I feel like Alan.
You have to be able to say
win.
Asterisk to get an asterisk.
Asterisk.
Oh.
My favorite French cartoon.
Okay, so we'll start with Alan, and then we'll go to Jeff, and then to Kate. Yeah. So those three powerful players will still be going head-to-head-to-head, and Alan gets to pick the category. Are you all right with this, Alan?
Sounds great.
Just wanted to double check with you in case you wanted to play fair.
Wow.
No.
No, he does not.
Yeah. All right. Would you like the category called Giant Broken Arm?
Why is it called?
Or would you like a category called Did I Tell You Not to Mess with Mississippi?
What?
It's like more movie stick plays in Texas.
Did I Tell You Not to Mess with Mississippi?
Mississippi?
Or yeah, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Oh, or I thought it was Mrs. Hippie.
Not Miss.
Don't mess with Mrs. Hippie. Her name sounds like she's docile, but she isn't.
By the way, that is a great movie. I feel like put Kathy Bates in it. Don't mess with Mississippi.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Wait. Here's how it is. She got married and took her husband's name. She's real uptight. But it's like a hyphenated Mrs. Hibby - uptight. Right? How do they get along? Come on. This is Hollywood. It's probably already in production.
Giant Broken Arm, Doug.
Or the third category, Great Scots.
Nope, still Giant Broken Arm.
Okay, Giant Broken Arm. These are movies that have a large cast. Ah! 2005 is when this came out. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has a large cast. He says that this movie is provocative and powerful. And it has performances. Oh, powerful performances. That's enough. 17 names.
What year is it again?
2005.
It was about like 7 years before the campaign came out, I think.
Got it. Right before Cloud Atlas. Yeah.
right about 7,000 weeks after that Tom Hanks movie.
I'll go 10 names.
He's saying 10 names, Jeff. What are you going to do
I'm
with
gonna
that?
I'm going to say name it. You want to play the game? Play the fucking game.
Yeah, name it.
All comes down to this.
Unless
unless you get it, then it doesn't at all.
Yeah. Then we keep going if you get this. If you can do this, Alan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because Ricky wants a chance to play.
Yeah, Alan.
Ricky spent $4,000 to be here.
I had to fly Spirit. Right, so I didn't spend that much in money, but I mean, it took a couple of years off my.
Jeff, would you like a donut?
Not during the show, man. I'm too, like, I'm already pretty thirsty.
He's a professional.
Would you want to set aside one that you want?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Hey. Okay, take it out of there.
Doug, he's in the middle of something. Just finish your show and he'll get back to you and he's done.
Right? We're all here engaging in this fella's dream.
Now all I want to do is just throw your donut that you picked into the crowd.
There are two of those donuts, so just throw one of them and okay. Won't that kind of satisfy your craving to whatever ruined my donut? Like, I want both those donuts, Doug, so if you throw one, I'll still be sad.
Again, Doug has put on the sanitary gloves and is tossing to the crowd. Nice.
Good right. Catch, sir.
Your 10 names.
Oh, right.
This is weird. Keith David. Beverly Todd. Sean Taub. Michael Pena. Pena. Loretta Devine, Nona Gay, Lorenz Tate, William Fichtner, Terrence Howard, Chris Ludacris Bridges.
Oh,
you got that.
Alan, the name of the film.
You know this, Alan.
This is
it's an easy one.
2002.
Come on, man.
3.5 stars.
2002?
Mm-hmm. I'm five.
2005.
From 2025.
Yeah. The three of us all know it.
We all
right?
know it.
2005.
Oh, everyone knows it but you.
3.5. Yeah.
Everyone.
Hey, slow down. I don't know it.
Oh, everyone.
2005.
And you. Maybe we can psychically put it.
Three
like,
and
yeah,
a half.
Okay. We are feeling stars. Psychic tonight, so we're putting it your way.
Right. This is like downloading. We're gonna
I'm imprinting on you right now.
It may have been written in the vicinity.
Right, like
okay. I bet it was.
Yeah,
it might have been written on this street.
You've dealt with this in your regular job.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day, somebody.
Do you
will
feel
call.
What we're sending to you?
No.
You can't pick up what we're putting down. We are putting it down.
It could have happened at your
we're
job.
We're not in some sort of David Cronenberg situation here.
I thought you were about to sing a song. You come.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you guys, Lord. We don't pay CSAC here, so we can't do any of those.
Oh, right.
We can't sing.
I'll tell you something that isn't in this movie.
Yes.
A bandicoot.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, we all knew that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. So it's got to be Crash.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Like your computers written on Scientology Row.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah, across the street.
Oh, okay. All right, good job, Alan.
You fucking idiot.
Jeez. That's it. We're all getting cancer, all because I suck. All right.
What? You did it.
Why would we get cancer? Only you would get the cancer.
All right, good point.
We were psychically trying to help you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
I actually thought it was called traffic, so you guys probably fucked it up. I thought it was what happens
another
after
great,
the crash.
Movie. All right.
We're going to start with Jeff this time. we're doing it right this time, but it's going to come back at you, Alan, and then maybe Ricky will get to participate. Maybe. We'll see.
Does she still get to pick a category, or is it just assigned at this point?
Jeff gets to pick. He gets to choose between the penis game, you're not the boss of me, or, hang on, I gotta find another one. It's gonna be good. Later that same night. Holy shit. Don't peek, Kate.
Oh, I've been very good about it.
You're so good about it. What the fuck?
Don't edit this part out.
Crash.
This is what people tune in for. Do people tune in?
Can I tell you that I didn't understand the Bandicoot thing for a while?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, because you're sitting there going, what's Traffic Bandicoot?
Here, who's good at the camera?
Traficante.
You should get a picture of him. Get a picture of all of us, like, real casual. Like, we'll all be laughing at something Alan said.
Why would you say it like that? Oh, wait, are we supposed to freeze it? Sorry. I didn't know we were supposed to freeze it.
All right, your third... Your third option, Jeff?
Yeah, okay.
Is Squeakles.
Squeakles.
You want Squeakles?
I want Squeakles, because I don't remember the other two.
The penis game was fun because that's movies with the word dick in the title.
All right, let's do that one then.
And You're Not the Boss of Me is movies with a baby in them. All right, but Squeakles is what we're going to play. And these are movies with a number and animals in the title.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. It's from 1985, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie both clever and confusing. And he says it was inspired by a short film. And he names seven names.
Oh, I know it.
Paul Scheer knows it.
I'm going to go with seven names.
He's taking all seven, Alan.
I want Ricky to play.
What year is this?
This would be...
1985, you don't know it.
95.
Oh, 95. Oh.
Wait.
It changes everything.
Let's go back to Jeff.
Okay. 1995, and there are animals.
An animal and a number.
And numbers. Because I was thinking it was Clue when it was 85. But if it's an
animal with a number,
then maybe it's Clueless.
An animal?
Yeah. Is that a sequel?
Who is not a sequel?
I'm going to go with seven names.
Alan?
Six names.
Ricky?
Five names.
Paul?
Name that movie.
All right.
Yay. Ricky gets
do
five
not
names.
Know it.
I think you're going to get it, Ricky.
Really?
Get it.
Okay.
I have a good feeling about you and this 1995. Mm-hmm. 2.5 stars.
Yep.
Clever and confusing, inspired by a short film. John Cena.
Cena?
Cena.
Not the wrestler?
Not John Cena.
John
not
Cena.
Not Cena, Cena. Okay. S-E-D-A.
Okay.
David Morse.
Uh-huh.
Frank Gorshin.
Right.
Christopher Plummer.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Brad Pitt pretty low on the list.
So I was like 15.
Number and animals.
A Brad Pitt movie.
People in the audience are murmuring.
I can only think of one movie that's a number and animals, and I don't think Brad Pitt was in it.
You don't?
No.
Think creatively.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't. He rarely is in movies that you're not sure that he's in or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Was he a voice?
He's either in it or he isn't generally.
Was he maybe a voice in it or something? Mm. Is a Shrek an animal? No, that's not an animal.
I can give you a big clue and say Brad Pitt. Definitely not in Shrek.
I'm going to say the only movie I know with the number and an animal, which is 101 Dalmatians. What? Like, you guys know so many.
Yeah. Furious is the name of an animal.
What is it?
I'm sorry to say, that the other two stars of the film, Brad Pitt was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for this role, and then Madeline Stowe and Bruce Willis. It's called 12 Monkeys.
Ah.
12 Monkeys. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so Paul got a point. This is really exciting.
Everyone has a point but me.
All around except for Ricky. Ricky's the only one who doesn't have a point. And we're going to start with Kate and then go to Paul.
All right.
And Kate gets to pick between three categories, if I can find three categories.
Let's knock it down to two at this point.
I know, right? Clint, Clint Westwood. I know, pretty funny. Four-star general or it's always... What? It's always someone from Philadelphia. Which one of those do you like?
Let's go with Clint Westwood.
Okay, Clint Westwood is westerns directed by Clint Eastwood. 1992 is the year. Three stars. Leonard calls this movie powerful. And then he says it's marred by a midsection that plods.
Palatable, but plods.
Do you ever eat those Tide Plods? They taste pretty good.
I like it. I do it with my friends. We try to challenge each other. What year is it again?
Now or we're talking about this movie?
92.
Got it.
Nine names. How many do you think you can get it in, Kate?
I think I know it. Oh, zero names.
So you
names.
Can go zero names or you
Damn.
Can go negative names.
For the win.
I mean, do I have to say any of the names? Because I wouldn't know anybody in it.
Okay, so you can just say names. Zero.
So if I say zero, okay, zero names.
Yeah.
Then I would go
name
that
movie. Then
it goes
to Paul, and he says name it, and then you say...
Is it Unforgiven?
That is correct!
Yay!
Kate McCucci's our winner! She did it!
Oh,
very well done.
Thank you.
I never saw it.
Nice.
But I just really liked movies when I was 12, and I would look at the posters.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's got a cool poster.
That's a very specific category.
I don't think I would be allowed to see it when I was 12. It's probably rated R.
You probably could. Mm-hmm.
You could.
Yeah. Oh. Well, my mom was pretty strict.
Oh, maybe then you could. There is an entire scene where Clint Eastwood jacks off.
Oh.
A horse. So.
Right? It's a he ended up cutting it from the movie, but it's like
just wanted to film
half
it.
The production was him doing weird stuff to horses. Mm-hmm.
Where's Mike at? Where you at, Mike?
He's out in the back out there.
Come get your stuff, Mike.
Congratulations, Mike.
Mike,
pick your donut. Get a donut, Mike. Use your own hand.
Was Mike supposed to say?
Yep, you got two.
There you go. You got a double.
You got to go with it.
You got double donuts.
When they're stuck together, it's just one donut. Everybody knows that. It's etiquette.
Well, that was a real down-to-the-wire game.
Yeah, that was exciting.
That's
and,
good.
Jeff, what do you got to plug?
September 28th. Oh, September 28th. I'm doing another Altered Tates with my brother in Cincinnati, if you're around there. Come to that. It's at Bogart's on Shorevine.
Love it.
And then September 22nd, I'm at a place called At North in Chicago at 7. It's a Saturday at 7, September 22nd. Saturday at 7, September 22nd.
Remember it.
It's a lot of S's in there. And Twitter.com is a fun place to go. Just check that out. People post little blogs and stuff.
Just Twitter in general?
Just Twitter in general. You can follow me if you want, but...
Does our lips Arcelia have a shithead for the back?
Yeah, myself for not writing.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Alan, what are your plugs?
Oh, I want to go last.
Oh, okay. Ricky?
Garfunkel and Oates is playing Nashville October 5th and 6th.
Woo!
And then we're playing Huntsville, Alabama October 7th.
Yes.
And I'm in the third episode of Kidding, that Jim Carrey show. It's two Sundays from now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
September 23rd. Right, because mine is on the 22nd. I remember.
Oh, okay. Paul Shearer, what's going on, dude?
I have this new movie that just came out. We just dropped it like a Beyonce album with Chance the Rapper, Zazie Beetz, myself, Joe Keery from Stranger Things, Chris Parnell. It's called Slice. It's like a real low budget, like B horror movie. Chance plays a werewolf in a small town with ghosts. It's available on all digital platforms right now. It's kind of like Scooby-Doo meets David Lynch. And so you can check that out if you like that kind of thing. And if you do, I think you'll like it. And then I have a new podcast called Unspooled, where we're watching the 100 best movies according to the AFI and figuring out if they are as good as they say they are. So there you go. You can listen to that wherever podcasts are heard.
What number are you at on that list?
We roll a die. We have a 100-sided die. So we've done about 20, but they're all out of order.
Okay.
So, yeah, we just did E.T. Oh, I have a question. This would be interesting. How many of you think that E.T. is relevant now? I love it, but is it something that's even on your radar?
Yeah.
Yeah? By applause?
Totally.
Okay, good. All right.
It's a classic.
I just don't think the kids now think it's a classic. I think the kids now may watch, like, Back to the Future and maybe the Jaden Smith Karate
That guy
kid.
Could fly the whole time and he doesn't? What is up with that movie? That movie makes no sense.
Whoa, hold on. No, I didn't know.
Sorry.
We should have brought this up earlier. All right.
Alan, Alan.
What are we talking about? 12 Monkeys?
No, E.T.
But he didn't
I'm
know
I'm still trying
he
to think
fly.
What David Lynch and Scooby-Doo would make together. Right? You pull the mask off and it's your mom dressed like David Bowie, but she died 4 years ago.
Kimikuchi, what else? What do you got to plug?
Well, I'll be with Ricky in Nashville and in Alabama. But also, I have an art show at Gallery 1988 here in Los Angeles on October 18th is the opening if you want to come by. Yay! And it all goes to charity.
Oh, that's neat.
People can go on that website if they can't make it out to LA, right? And see all this stuff
yeah,
up.
You yeah, you can order online.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay.
I'll make you a hat.
Where do they go to online to get that stuff?
Probably gallery1988.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter.com and then yeah, just type it in, whatever you want, yeah, right there at the top.
Google.com.
So I've got a YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. Do you have any plugs, Alan?
Yes.
I've got a YouTube channel called Chef and the Novice, where a professional chef teaches me how to cook. It's youtube.com/chefnovice.
Chef Novice.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Mostly, the most important thing that I really wanted to plug is that I'm so excited that I got to do this. I got to do this with my best friend of 30 years sitting in the front row. And I got to do this with all of these amazing, talented Yay. People that I've admired for years and years and years. And really, truly, I love everything that you guys do. And I root for you every time I see you. And I'm so excited that I get to do this here. And on my dying day, on my deathbed, this will always be one of my favorite moments of all time. So thank you, everybody, for doing this.
That's so sweet. Jeez,
thank
man.
You.
That is
And thank you to Smile Train for giving braces to hookers or whatever you do for making this.
Don't wreck it, Alan. Don't wreck it. You're on a high.
You crushed it. You crushed it.
Was there a moment where I thought Alan might pull out a gun and shoot us all?
Me
sure.
Too.
For a second.
We're having all the same psychic yeah. flashes.
Just for a second.
No, when Alan, he was like up like this.
When he turned to face us,
said,
I thought, oh shit.
Dying day.
I was like, oh, the shit just went down.
When he turned his left shoulder, I was like, "Cool, it's not gonna be me first. Right, I'm way over here.
So did you have
I'm
that
gonna
too?
Have extra time.
I felt it.
I was like, "Uh oh." It was right at me.
I just as soon as I saw the sandals, I knew we were all dead.
Oh, and the fact that I am wearing the Jack Burton inspired Big Trouble in Little China tank top.
Oh, I like the Rock version better. Even though it hasn't even started production, I already like the Rock version better.
I just wanted everybody to know here that I'm not a complete idiot and think I actually look good in this. So I just wanted to wear a movie themed t-shirt, and this is what I chose. So.
It's cool, man.
It's Alan.
Cool, man.
No Alan.
One. No one thought you looked good in that.
All
Oh,
I think you were. Listen, that's what he was saying.
He said he didn't think.
Well, I did it faster then. What movie are those pants from?
We know yours are from How High, Jeff. Next Los Angeles Douglas Movies is right here at UCB Franklin on Tuesday, October 2nd. And let's hear it one more time for all of my guests. Auction winner Alan Holm. And all of his favorites, Jeff Tate, Ricky Lindholm, Paul Scheer, Kate Micucci. As always, not bothering to write a shithead on the back of a name tag is a shithead. People in general are shitheads. This other name tag for never getting picked is a shithead. And then there's a name tag. It's Doug Benson is Winston Churchill, Marcus Hour.
Darkest Hour.
Yeah. So that's a shithead. And this is a double, Ryan, so don't go to the button too fast. Agent Orange and the way we treat our veterans is a shithead.
When you need energy on the go and don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of espresso and cream made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend complete with taurine and B vitamins. Each can has 3 shots of espresso and comes in vanilla espresso or espresso and cream flavors. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. See ya!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.